It is time to talk a little more Cowboys.
Kind of.
From the standpoint of, hey, man, what happened today in that Cowboys locker room?
Here's our Cub reporter, Michael Krennic. The great Michael Krennic.
What's up, guys?
The underrated.
The ballsy Michael Krennic.
This is what it feels like to sit in the big room, huh, guys?
Welcome.
Wow.
The Michael Krennic, author of Song. Want to hear it? Let's see. Want to hear 30 seconds of it? He sent me this summer. And we've just been so busy, Michael.
I know.
It's been hard to work it out
on
the show.
World Series, Paterno.
Let's see. This was, he hears us doing our wacky songs and thinks, hey, anybody can do this.
Let me trade on their name a little bit and what they do.
I admire that. I admire that.
I think it's a long lead-in, too. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that you playing piano?
Definitely.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
With a cigarette.
Haunting, even.
Sunglasses on.
I can feel this.
Imagine there's no TC.
Ooh, good effects, too.
Oh, yeah.
A simple dream of mine. No human ravioli. Wasting everybody's time.
Little pitchy dog.
Imagine all the ticket.
Uh-huh.
Enjoying work every day.
Nice.
Imagine there's no TC.
Why, how did you get this echo and all that kind of stuff?
I'm a pro, dude.
He's got like Pro Tools on his computer.
Although, your vocals seem a little hot right there.
You know your code.
Well, not that much of a pro, dude.
Oh, okay.
And bad radio has to get their own food.
Okay. Well, we get the
idea. Oh, yeah, let's end it there, right?
Right?
Definitely.
Bravo. We need more of that.
Yeah, we do.
All right,
get
so.
Get that in the rotator.
It only gets better, too, guys.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
That
oh,
song,
yeah.
If I had let it play out?
Well, or he just have more mention. TC songs?
There's a cat mention.
He's got a whole album of TC songs.
That's right.
We're trying to save you by not letting the cat mention get through.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right, so you were at Cowboys locker room media availability today, right?
Yeah, Friday is usually a pretty low-key day. We just talked to Rob Ryan, and he has some rah-rah speaks and drops some profane language on us.
Sure.
And then we go about our business.
And you witnessed a fight?
Nearly a fight. It was on the verge of a fight. As we're talking to Rob Ryan, a member of the DallasCowboys.com writing staff, Josh Ellis, is kind of meandering over to Martellus Bennett to talk to him. And out of the corner of the eye, it somehow escalates, and the next thing we know, they're shoving each other and cursing at each other.
What?
Each other? Like Marty B. shoved him, and then he got shoved back?
Well, Josh was just kind of bowing up and like, look, I'm not going to be intimidated.
What
I don't
size
think he pushed.
Is he?
Josh, I would say, is about my size, about 6 foot.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Maybe 180 pounds.
He's certainly
black,
no
white?
Martellus.
Right. He's a white guy.
White. All right. Marty is quite big, right?
Right.
Six,
Marty's, what,
6'7"? Six, 6'8"?
And Josh is just a youngster, isn't he?
He is. He looks like a young kid.
Is he
definitely.
In his 20s?
And he writes for Cowboys.com?
And the,
I think so.
And
so
the Cowboys
chilling.
Star magazine.
Okay, so he's employed by the Cowboys, yet Marty B. is pushing him. Physically, a physical altercation occurred.
Right. With a lot of cursing. Immediately, Orlando
Two-way
Stanford.
Cursing.
What's that?
Two-way.
No,
Josh isn't backing down.
Josh is really kind of giving him the tough guy look of, hey, I'm ready to go. I'm not going to say anything, but if this is going to keep on going, I'm a tough guy, and I'm going to show you, and I'm not going to back down. And that's when Marty kind of starts pushing him. That's when Orlando Scandrick jumps up, gets in between them, keeps the two of them separated because Marty's continuing to escalate the issue. He wants to continue it on.
What's the genesis?
Not really sure.
Isn't,
Josh is a pretty low-key guy, so he doesn't strike me as a guy who would take a hard line on somebody. But in just looking at some of the stuff Josh has written in the past, he has mentioned Marty in terms of this being a big year and him being a free agent at the end of this year, right?
And like everyone else who watches the Cowboys saying, yeah, it might be nice if he did something once in a while.
Right.
But they certainly don't pound the Cowboys on DallasCowboys.com, right?
I can't imagine.
No.
Usually soft shoe some things. Well, you know, Romo's first game. That's, yeah. Might have been a little tough. He'll be fine.
It was a really sticky situation because Josh, you know, is obviously trying to show that he's not going to back down. I mean, frankly, I'm a wuss, so if that would have happened, I would have ran out of the locker room and probably never showed my face again.
But he's trying to make his way in the media world.
Right, so he's, you know, he's...
Oh, and Mickey's probably tutored him, so, you know, Mickey isn't backing down.
No.
So he's...
Mickey's fought many a player.
Yeah. So he's hanging around the locker room, and the two kind of continue to give each other the stink eye.
Uh-huh.
With, you know, Martellus dropping... Are we allowed to say F-bombs?
Sure.
Yeah, with Martellus dropping the old F-bomb on him. Until he finally goes to the shower. But for the rest of the time we were there...
Josh went to take a shower?
Not Josh. Marty B. went to shower.
Now that's
okay.
A story.
Okay.
Right. Marty B. went to the shower, and then it was just kind of everybody circulating and trying to figure out what the heck happened.
Boy, this Paterno story has done something else. You can't say shower now without me... Immediately, I have a different thought comes to mind when I'm thinking of the locker room shower. Probably
yeah,
just
showers aren't bad. Let's not say showers are bad.
You're pro-shower, Bob?
I am pro-shower.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a hard-line stance.
Well, I enjoyed one this morning, actually.
Great.
Yeah, I try to most days.
I'm going to work one in next week. So.
That's good.
You ever go night and then not morning?
What? Shower at night? No, I know some who prefer that, but I'm
seems like a female thing.
Morning shower guy.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like it.
I feel like there's stickiness.
Up your hair
I was
going to
say, there's nothing worse than bedhead.
Yeah.
So in the end, are they going to go out a second time, or are they going to see...
Well, this isn't the dating game.
Oh.
This is...
they don't want to see who the crowd voted for?
No. But we don't know why it happened.
No.
We will never get it reported unless Marty B. reports on Twitter, because
no,
this guy...
Josh won't write about this.
No, he's not going to put it on DallasCowboys.com. So we need somebody that knows him to tell us behind the scenes what exactly happened.
You still doing your reality TV blog?
Every day, Bob. Every day I get the update.
Are you busting
his
balls?
What did we have last night? What was on last night?
He's not Steve Carbone. I was just joking.
I had a Big Brother blog.
Oh, like Steve Carbone did
5,000
that?
Words
was Reality
last
Steve
night.
Or something like that?
Reality Steve.
No, I'm a Michael Krennic fan.
I am too. I follow him on Twitter.
I do as well. Sometimes
I don't read it.
I wonder if it's a great idea, but I do. I support him in all his endeavors.
I'm edgy, Bob.
You are. You are. So keep up the good work and let us know if there are any other fights, especially if you're involved.
Okay. Well, I don't think they'll let me back in the locker room after sharing this on the air now since everybody else is keeping it quiet. But...
Nah, that'll be game. That's free game.
If there's a Cowboy player shoving media around, we need to know.
All right.
We need to hear about it.
But next time.
Unless it's Witten.
Get audio.
Or anyone white.
Next time I will get audio. I'll break off from Rob and run over there and just stick it right in their faces as they're trading blows.
Go punch Dez Bryant right in the back of the head.
Yeah,
see
Rob
happens.
Ryan, let's just get what he said last week and pretend it was about this team, right?
Hey, guys.
They're real tough.
Hey.
We're not going to be intimidated.
That's probably the best Rob Ryan impression I've ever heard.
You nailed it.
I'm a professional mimic, Michael.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.